BC's Human Rights Tribunal has ordered a Metro Vancouver couple to pay $47,580 to an immigrant nanny who was fired after she was diagnosed with cancer. I find that Yoshiko Shimura and Yoshiki Shimura discriminated against Marites Bayangan in employment on the basis of her disability, tribunal member Amber Prince said in the March 22 decision. Of the total, $25,000 is an injury to dignity award. Prince said Bayangan began working full-time as a caregiver for the couple's three children in July 2018, under a federal temporary foreign worker program. Prior to moving to Canada and working for the Shimuras, Bayangan was a stay-at-home parent to her five children in the Philippines. However, Prince said, her family's financial security was threatened when her husband passed away. As a result, she sought employment in Canada to support her kids. Bayangan's contract with the Shimuras was for 2 years. It was renewed for another 2 years in April 2020. A condition of her second contract was that she obtain and maintain a valid work permit, Prince said. There is no dispute that Ms. Bayangan worked 40 hours per week for the Shimuras. Her rate of pay under the April 13, 2020 contract was $14.42 per hour, tribunal documents state. While working for the Shimuras, Bayangan began to experience health issues and, in November 2020, was diagnosed with cancer. Bayangan alleged that when the Shimuras learned of her cancer diagnosis, they terminated her employment, did not allow her return to work and refused to extend her employer-specific work permit. She needed that document to maintain her Canadian immigration status. Bayangan alleged the couple's conduct was employment discrimination based on disability and contrary to the Human Rights Code. The Shimuras denied discriminating. They alleged they did not terminate Bayangan's employment or refuse to allow her to return to work. Rather, they said, Bayangan was unable to work because of her diagnosis. As such, they said, as she was unable to work, she no longer qualified for a work permit. As a result, they could not extend her work permit. I find that the Shimuras discriminated against Ms. Bayangan, based on her disability, by not extending her work permit, and as a consequence, terminating her employment, Prince said. In some ways, there is no question that they were supportive and empathetic to Ms. Bayangan. Nonetheless, the Shimuras' conduct resulted in significant hardship to Ms. Bayangan, as a temporary foreign worker struggling with cancer, Prince said. Still, Prince noted, even after Bayangan became ill, texts indicated a possible return to work, with exchanges indicating an understanding she was on a temporary leave of absence. Meanwhile, Shimura gave evidence that she did not extend Bayangan's work permit on the advice of a lawyer and an accountant. Still, Prince found Bayangan's situation to be a disability. There is no question that Ms. Bayangan's condition was life-threatening, Prince said. This is as severe as a condition can be. The tribunal ruled. There is no dispute that Ms. Bayangan needed to extend her work permit in order to maintain valid immigration status in Canada, continue to work in Canada, and have access to public health care coverage through BC's medical services plan. I accept without reservation Ms. Bayangan's evidence that as a result of the discrimination she felt depressed, abandoned, and distressed about losing her immigration status. She worried about how she was going to pay her own rent and support her family. J.H. Ainsworth at glaciermedia.ca Twitter.com/Jainswo